One of the things that we've got going on here at Z100 that I am so excited to do because I love to broadcast the good, and that's what the Campaign for Kindness is all about with Farmers State Bank. No one serves you better. Listen, if you know of something good going on, no matter how big or small, let me know at Z100FM.com. You can even text the word KIND to 618-985-3983. I love hearing about it, and today I've got a story about a flat tire. Flat tire story going on today. My friend Joanne Snedden is on the phone line with me today. And just tell me what happened yesterday up in Frankfort, Joanne.
Well, I'm just minding my own business, driving down the road. And all of a sudden, I have a blowout on my front passenger tire.
And not just like a slow leak and the tire gets flat, but like a blowout.
It was a kaboom.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, I was at a place where I could pull off immediately, you know. Mm-hmm. Didn't do any damage to my wheel or anything like that, so that was good. But anyway, I pull off there, and of course I called Scott, you know, my husband, told him what happened. And as I was talking to him, this guy starts walking toward the truck. He says, ma'am, he said, if you want, I'll change your tire for you. And I said, that would be great, you know. So Scott's at work, you know, so I didn't want him to have to leave work. I get out of the truck, and we're in the back trying to get everything together. And my spare tire is underneath the truck. That's where it's stored. Well, that thing would not come down. It would not budge at all.
Isn't that a deal where you have to kind of turn a nut or a wrench or something to get it to come down?
Yeah, and then you have to crank it down. Well, it was froze up. It would not budge, you know. The guy's trying and trying. He was with two other guys. They come over there, and they're trying, you know. So I call Scott back. I said, the tire is not, it's froze up there. It's not budging. He said, I'm tied up here at work, but I'll be there just as soon as I can. I said, okay. Well, a few minutes later, here comes another guy over, and there was a girl with him, and he said, ma'am, you want me to change your tire? And I said, well, it would be great, but the spare tire won't come down. It's froze or jammed or something, you know. And he said, well, let me see what I can do. He's cranking and cranking, and it still won't come down. He goes and gets his hammer out of his trunk and comes back and starts beating on something, still nothing. Well, here comes another guy and another lady, you know, they come over. The guy says, you need some help getting that down? And I said, it won't even budge, you know. So they're both underneath the truck trying to get that tire to come loose. And one of the other girls, she was on the phone Googling.
This is quite a scene at the West Frankfort Hucks, Joanne.
I know. Everybody was looking. I was popular.
Oh, I bet you were. Yeah.
They'd look and just shake their head, you know. But I did have other people, you know, stop. And this one guy said, you know, there's a tire place just down the road. I said, yeah, but I can't get there. And someone said, you know, well, maybe fix a flat. I said, honey, fix a flat's not going to fix that tire.
No,
the whole tire's blown out.
You know? Oh, man.
It seemed like, you know, we was just about ready to give up. And this the one guy, it was almost like he had a light bulb, you know. Those guys were not going to give up. I mean, they were not going to give up. And he crawled under there and did some banging. And then all of a sudden, you know, the one lady's out there cranking that rod and the tire starts lowering. We went, yay!
Oh.
It was good.
What a feeling that had to have been to finally know the spare was coming down. And they put the spare tire on for you.
Yes, what was funny was I told him, you know, as soon as you get this tire on, I said, my husband will come into the parking lot. And that's about what happened, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't stop him. You know, they didn't have it all the way on yet, you know, but they just kept right on. And then they even carried the old tire. They threw it in the back of the truck, you know. It was a good feeling to know, you know, that there's still good, kind-hearted people out in this world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You didn't get any of their names?
No, I have no idea who they were. So maybe they're hearing this, and if they are, I just want to say thank you so much. They didn't have to stop and help me, you know, but they did, you know. And I tried to give them money, and they said, no, ma'am, we wouldn't even think of it. You know, I said, at least let me go in and buy you a soda. No, ma'am. He said, you're going to need that money for a tire. And I did.
Well, that is an impressive story. And if they are listening, for those folks who helped out Joanne with her flat tire in West Frankfort,
in the truck,
we appreciate you. And Joanne, I'm going to play a song for them this morning on behalf of you and Scott, and let them know how much they're appreciated.
Thank you very much.